Is it permitted to use Shabbos makeup on Shabbos, and is there any type of makeup that's permitted to apply to the face on Shabbos? So the term Shabbos makeup, especially when it comes with the hashgacha, is kind of misleading. As we will discuss in this lesson, the different approaches amongst the Paiskim regarding its status. So let's begin. It is agreed upon by all that there is a prohibition against dyeing the skin, dyeing the face on Shabbos, such as applying makeup and the like, due to the general dyeing prohibition that's part of the Lamedtes Melachos, the 39 principal Melachos forbidden by the Torah. According to most approaches, dyeing the skin, meaning applying makeup, is only a rabbinical prohibition and not biblical. But nonetheless, whatever the case, everyone is in agreement that it's forbidden to dye or apply makeup on Shabbos, and so is ruled in the Alter Rebbe, Siman 320, Halacha 27, the Mechaber 303, 25, based on the Mishnah in Shabbos 94b, as is recorded in all the Paiskim. So why then is there any room for leniency or discussion of is there a type of makeup that's permitted to apply on Shabbos when we have a clear Mishnaic Talmudic ruling that's been brought in code of laws that it's forbidden to apply makeup on Shabbos? So the reason is as follows. Perhaps the prohibition against applying makeup only applies to makeup that acts similar to a dye. Just like a dye sticks and becomes penetrated into the item that it is dyeing, so too, perhaps, only a type of makeup that sticks to the face, that sticks to the skin, and unites with it contains the prohibition of dyeing. However, a type of makeup that does not stick to the skin at all and is just hovering over it, perhaps a prohibition of dyeing and applying makeup would not apply. And this practically created this question, the debate over whether using a powder as makeup on Shabbos is permitted or not. And the following are the opinions in Paiskim. Many Paiskim rule that a white powder, such as white powdered foundation, similar to talc, is permitted to apply to the skin on Shabbos so long as it does not stick to the skin, either due to the fact that a white coloring is not defined as a dye, or due to the fact that we said before, if it doesn't stick, it's not considered a dye, it's not considered makeup that was prohibited. So rules the Ksais HaShulchan, the Gusmeish, the Maram Brisk, the Bia Eimah, Teres Meish, the Bir Meish, Shevet HaLevi, and other Paiskim. Furthermore, some Paiskim take this a step further and say, the allowance is not limited only to a white powdered makeup, but any colored makeup is permitted if it's simply a powder that does not stick to the skin, as in such a case, it's not defined as a dye. So rules the Ktseis HaShulchan, the Igris Meishe, Ravad Yosef and Yabia Omer, and so concludes Rav Farkash and Shabbos Kehalacha that so is the ruling of majority of Paiskim. Other Paiskim, however, rule that colored makeup, which is powder and doesn't stick to the skin, is nevertheless prohibited rabbinically, and only white makeup, white colored powder is allowed, while others go as far and say that even white-colored makeup is forbidden, even if it's a powder. So in short, we have three opinions amongst today's Paiskim. Some prohibit every type of powdered makeup that doesn't stick to the skin. Some permit every type of powdered makeup that doesn't stick to the skin. And some differentiate between a white color and other color type of powder. Practically, one is to discuss with his Rav for a final ruling on this matter, although the general leaning approach is to be stringent, as the differentiation that was founded by the Paiskim who permit does not have solid ground, solid basis, and therefore it is better to be stringent in this matter. But once again, every person is to follow the ruling of their Rav for leniency or for stringency. Based on all this, we can understand that just because Shabbos makeup comes with a hashgacha doesn't mean it's kosher for you to use. The entire idea of a hashgacha on Shabbos makeup is stating that those who follow the lenient approaches don't have to worry that it's invalid even in their opinion. As even according to lenient approach, the basis of the allowance is the fact that powder doesn't stick to the skin, but if the manufacturing company added oil and other substances that cause it to stick, the entire foundation of their allowance falls apart, even according to the lenient approach. So that at the very least, it'll be kosher. According to the lenient approach, you have a hashgacha that verifies that it does not stick to the skin. So not to be misled, the hashgacha does not mean that they are claiming it's permitted according to all Paiskim to use it on Shabbos, and consequently, there is no such thing as mahadrin makeup for Shabbos, as this will always be under the above dispute that we mentioned. Even those who are lenient to use powdered makeup must be aware of the following points when using it. Number one, as we said, it has to have hashgacha to verify that it doesn't contain any sticking ingredients. Number two, it cannot stick to the face. So You must make sure that the face is dry, not oily, does not have previous makeup on it that'll cause the powder to stick. They shouldn't mix any of the powders together due to a dyeing prohibition. It's prohibited to create dye on Shabbos. According to some approaches, also there it may be a possible problem of grinding if you break apart the makeup powder if it's hard, so it's best to loosen it before Shabbos. However, it is permitted to apply the makeup, according to those who are lenient, using a designated brush or other designated items such as a designated Q-tip, and certainly one may use one's finger to do so. Once again, all this is for those who are lenient based on the rulings of their Rav to permit using powdered makeup on Shabbos.